Hey there, everyone. Welcome back to the Smut Couch.
Hi, everyone.
How's it going?
It's going good. I answered for you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm Maddie.
Oh, I'm Alexandros.
I realize we've been forgetting to say that, just so you guys aren't confused.
You know, they know who we are, right? We're a huge deal. Once again, if you haven't heard of Maddie and Alexandros, what are you doing with your
lives? Sad for you a little bit. Am I right?
I never know how to start these. I'm never going to
Silence is deafening.
We're going to be 30 episodes in. I'm going to be like, how do we start? Yeah. What do we do?
It's always awkward.
I can tell you.
Well, you can thank them again for listening.
Absolutely. Always.
Sorry, I'm dying.
Guys. She's dying of gratitude.
What if Alexander just killed me on the spot? What if he poisoned me?
That's how I do it. That's how I gain control of the Smut Couch with our billions of dollars that we've made.
Well, yes. Kill me off. Well, yes, as we're saying, thank you for listening.
Thank you so,
supporting
so much, guys. Yeah.
And everything.
Yeah. We love all the feedback that we've been getting, all the comments.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, you guys seem really excited for both the podcast and the content that we put out. So thank you.
Thank you for being so nice. Mm-hmm. Emphasis on those who are nice.
Yeah.
Anyway.
If you're going to be a hater, at least comment.
Yeah. So everyone can see that you're mean.
And we can get interaction.
Exactly. Not my own personal DMs, please.
Stay out of them.
Anyways, sorry. Not the trauma. Anyways. today we're going to be talking about Bride by Ali Hazelwood.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I hope you do your homework this time, guys. You had it easy with the last episode with Nun.
Yes.
This time, hope you did your readings.
Well, yes. She's TikTok Book Talk's newest darling, if you will.
Bride is, or Ali Hazelwood is?
Bride. Ali Hazelwood
has been
around.
I know.
Yeah. She's been on top for a while.
This is my first Ali Hazelwood book. I haven't read Love Hypothesis.
That's wild. I've read all of her, like, what are they called? The, like, STEM, women in STEM books. I've read all of those. So, like, Love Hypothesis, Love Theoretically, and Love on the Brain?
I'll believe you if that's what they're called. Yeah.
Yes. I think that's what they're called. Yeah. They're all cute.
Couldn't tell you.
But she's, Miss Girl is spreading her wings.
She is. I really liked the, what is it? The acknowledgments at the end, all the thank you little bullet points that she has.
I didn't even read them because I finished it listening to
fake
it.
Fan.
I'm
fake
sorry, fan. I finished it in the car.
Oh my.
What did they say?
Anyway, just stuff about how, like, thank you to all these people. Thank you to my agent, publicist, and just the way that they thank everyone is pretty nice. Especially not a thank you to Ticketmaster, which I thought was kind of funny.
I would not like to thank Ticketmaster. Are you Swiftie? Is that what that is?
I think that's a Swiftie joke, right?
That's
there.
So funny.
Yeah.
No, Miss. If there's something about Miss Hazelwood. Wait, what?
There's a bonus essay back there, too. You didn't read that?
No.
That's okay. I didn't either. It's all fine.
What? I opened this and I saw, this says groom. I said.
Oh, is that Ella Hazelwood?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that we were going to be doing
that. That's our girl. That's our girl. She's like actually like a, I don't want to say the wrong thing, but she's an actual scientist.
Yeah, no, I gathered that from, like, reading this. There was, like, a lot of big words in there that I'm not familiar with.
Yes, she's
but I was
a smart
like,
lady.
I like this. That's actually something that was very surprising about reading this. I was expecting just to read it just for this and be like, all right, let's see what's going on with this one. Just going to be another check off the list. I had me giggling a little bit. I was not expecting to be laughing as hard as I was reading it, like, in a good way.
Yes.
Like,
what was your line that you texted me?
It was
Cat?
Yes. So Misery, that's the main character's name, for those of you who didn't do the readings. And she has her roommate's cat. And, like, when she goes over to the Wares, there's a moment where, like, they think that she's trying to murder them and stuff. And they're all false accusations. So she just goes, are you going to accuse my cat of racketeering next or something?
Yes.
I don't know why, but that sent me and got me so invested in this book out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's
like,
so witty.
Up till that point, I was kind of just reading it. Like, I can't really get into this. All of a sudden, you're charging cats with racketeering. And I'm like, all right, let's see where this goes.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
I love it when books, like, lean into the camp. Do you know what I'm saying? Because
that's exactly what this is.
Yes.
I couldn't think of the words for it, but it's like, yeah, no, it's just, it's camp.
It's camp. Because, like, is it, like, the most crazy thing I've ever read in my life?
There's nothing groundbreaking
about
this at all. But that's not a bad thing.
Is it enjoyable?
Absolutely.
Yes. I loved it for that.
Yeah.
Right? And, I mean, I've said this before, but my Twilight heart
mm-hmm.
girly inside of me that'll live on forever was loving this for that reason.
Do you think the biology was the same for Jacob?
Oh, God.
Do you think...
Oh God,
that's a good time. I don't we'll get into that know, in a little bit, guys. But
I don't know. That's a question. That's...
Him and Renesmee.
Oh, not Renesmee.
I don't like talking about that because she was.
I don't either because yeah. she's a baby.
She's a baby.
Well,
a baby, bro.
Ugh. Yeah. Anyways, I love Twilight, but it did get weird. I won't deny that.
Yeah, because it definitely was never weird to begin with.
Yeah. Well, you know what? All this shit we talk about is weird, okay?
We talk about a bunch of weird things. All right, yes. So should we hop right into it then?
Yes, let's hop right into it.
I thought, don't bring it up. Don't, we're starting the podcast over. That's it. If people know that I don't naturally talk this deep, it's over.
Yep. Okay, so let's set the scene, shall
yeah,
we?
Yeah, so as is apparent, she gets married, guys.
Yeah, so it kind of opens with Miss Misery Lark, which is a cute little name.
Dude, I could not take the name Misery seriously.
I know. I was like, what do they call her? Like, I mean,
they call her Misery.
Misery?
They just call her Misery.
Does she have a nickname? No.
Is she?
I don't know. Yeah, the name, I was like, that's interesting.
It's bad because, like, I just finished it yesterday. So, like, the fact that I don't remember if there was a nickname,
I could have been making that up. But I thought that Miss Girly called her something. Anyways, I mean, it's irrelevant. But
basically, the first couple chapters, it kind of bounces a lot to a lot of flashbacks, which kind of made it hard for me to get into initially.
Yes.
Because it's a lot of, this is my life. This is the world we live in. And the fact that the wares have green blood and the vampires have purple blood.
Yeah.
So
Miss Misery, well, let's just say Misery is, she's like the daughter of, like, the leader of the vampires.
Yeah, one of the main councilmen. Yeah.
Yes, yes. So she's, like, a big person. It's kind of mobby.
Yeah.
You know? It's giving, like...
This is monster mob romance, I think.
Well, yes.
They're, like, turf wars and such.
Yeah, so she's that. And then there's also the werewolves. The and werewolves they have their own their hierarchy. Territory. Vampires very much stay away from humans. Because there's also humans. It's giving, like, our world... But with vampires yeah. and
That's the funniest thing about this is that human culture has evolved exactly the same despite knowing that there are vampires and werewolves.
They're like, eh, whatever.
Like, they're just talking about, like, yeah, blah, 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 and the next Star Wars movie's gonna come out.
I mean, to be honest, this world is such a shit show that if that shit started happening, I'd be like, yeah, that tracks.
Yeah, but all right, yeah.
That wouldn't be the weirdest thing I've ever heard, you know? So I guess I get it.
Mm-hmm.
If they're in our world.
I like how you just can just be like, all right, that's what I knew, that I could just kind of read this and be, like, happy about it.
Yes.
I was like, it's not that serious.
No, it's not going to hurt your brain with the, like, world building, really. Because it's just like, okay, it's pretty much our world. The werewolves and humans mingle more than the vampires.
Yeah.
They have more of a relationship. And then there's, like, a mayor or something. What is he?
Governor.
Governor, sure. Who, like... is in charge. I don't know. Whatever.
Basically, their system that they have in place for maintaining peace amongst the vampire, human, and werewolf factions is they send someone of significance to each species as collateral, as a hostage.
Mm-hmm. As, like, kids.
There is a new alpha for the werewolves that of this pack that's nearby them. And their collateral this time is going to be a marriage one. So... Mm-hmm. They're offering up Misery as the bride, as collateral for this one, because you got a plot, you know?
Which is wild, because Misery was already a collateral.
She was collateral for the humans for her entire life, so she doesn't feel at home amongst the vampires.
She doesn't feel at home amongst the humans, and now, sure as you know what, she's not going to feel at home among the werewolves. You know?
Which was actually kind of interesting dynamic that we can get into a little bit later, but...
Well, yes.
This, I like how it does start off with the wedding right off the bat. Like, we're not wasting any time with this. Let's get into what we came here for.
It's a little bit, it takes everything that we hate about, like, House of Flame and Shadow. We just go into it.
It's like, let's just hop right in.
There's no need to fuss around.
It's called Bride. She's going to get married. In chapter one, guess what happens? She gets married.
And who is she getting married to? The alpha, as we say, Mr. Low
Moreland.
I was like, okay, Low.
I didn't like the name Low.
You didn't like either one of their names.
I could at least get behind Misery of, like, all right, I don't know, Low just made me go, okay.
So they're getting married, it's a beautiful wedding. And they put the blood on her neck.
They put, like, little scent thing
on
her to be like, it's going to make him go wild for you, baby. And she's like, we're not going to be doing anything tonight. He doesn't want to be a part of this either because he's allegedly sending his own mate over as the collateral.
Yes. So she's like, oh, he has a mate. He's taken. We're going to be married for a year and then whatever.
And like, you know, we'll see if this goes horribly.
Because that's always how these books go. They never end up together.
Oh, of course not. How could they ever end
up together? That's not why I bought this book.
Well, that's the end of it, guys. Yep. They don't end up together. Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding. So they walk up to the wedding and he kind of flips out and grabs her and is like, why do you smell like this?
Yes. Well, also someone like tries to, someone attacks each other. There's like a whole drama at the wedding.
Yeah. Somebody tries to stab her and kill her, but he immediately stops that.
Why do you smell like this?
But like they get married like before that happens.
Yes.
So like their wedding happens very quickly and she's like, oh my God, he thinks I smell awful. And me being the forward thinking brilliant genius that I am thinks, I don't think you smell bad.
Yeah.
I think you might be, bear with me here. This is just a long shot theory from the first chapter. I think you might be his mate.
I think you're on something.
Who would have thought, guessed something like that ever happening? Whoa. Yep.
Even though it's never happened in the world with a vampire and a werewolf.
Oh, I guess that's
true. There's no interspecies
No.
As far as we know, there's been no interspecies.
And that couldn't happen. They don't biologically match up. Those of you who know what nodding is, bear with us.
Uh-huh. But maybe they could.
Ooh, who knows? Mm-hmm. Who knows? Who can say?
Yeah, so she goes to live with the werewolves. Mm-hmm. She meets a little girl named Anna. In the audiobook, they pronounced it Anna.
Well, because it's Liliana. That's her full name.
Okay.
Liliana, so I guess Anna.
Yeah, Anna. And she's like little sister to Lo, rambunctious little thing. There's a cat. But right before they got married, Misery's best friend.
Her roommate.
What was her name? Yeah. Serena, her human roommate, was missing.
Was her little friend while she was growing up as the human collateral.
Yeah.
They were like always hanging out. And she's the only one who like didn't hate Misery for being a vampire.
Yeah. So she's like missing. And that's kind of how her dad gets her to agree to doing the wedding. He's like, well, maybe then we can figure out what happened to Serena. And
because
so
Serena had a little note that said L.E. Moreland on it. And that's like, that's Lo Moreland.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That's my fiance. I got to marry this guy so I can find out what happened to my bestie. My bestie.
Yeah. And she has her cat named
she
Sparkles.
She hates that cat.
She does.
Anna names it Sparkles. Yeah.
Anna names it Sparkles.
Yeah.
Very cute. And she's living among the wolves. La-di-da-di-da.
They fucking hate her.
They do hate her. One of them attacks her. It's a whole thing.
Then she survives. And then they're like, he's like, oh my God, no, she attacked me. And she's like, nuh-uh. Okay, and this is where we can actually get into the
now that we're into the
blood thing. Sorry.
Go ahead. What you got to say?
So, the humans have red blood, the vampires have purple blood, and the werewolves have green blood. What were the shades that you were picturing?
Actually, I did think about this. Okay, so for
I thought it was a weird thing.
I thought it was weird too because I've never heard of this before. The werewolves, the green for me, it was giving like sage.
Yeah, I was definitely hoping that it was like the darker hues. Unfortunately,
sage is kind of light.
Sage is light? Oh, is it?
Yeah,
I thought it was
sage
like a forest
is like
green.
Lighter. No, sage is like a
like the green of your cup right there.
No, this is too bright. Sage is like that.
That's pretty dark green right there. Oh,
but no, the lighter part.
Oh,
yeah. They just like kind of light. Yeah. I was thinking
like a dark
like forest
green forest type of thing. That's cuz that's like, you know, how blood is like our blood is like maroonish kind of red like when it gets out there.
I am aware.
And it's you've never No, you wouldn't know.
Is that sage?
That is sage.
That's giving gray, no?
That's gray from our point of view.
Yeah, it's a light. It's a light sort of washed out green.
Yeah.
They need to talk to their doctor if that's their
fault. I imagine something like that with like a little darker, but I imagined it to be like not that dark.
For those of you just listening, Solomon pulled up a green for us that was definitely gray.
Yeah, gray green. But yeah, I was picturing something, and then for they both were muted for me. I don't know why. And so like the purple was like more of like a.
That was a dark purple again for me, like a rich dark purple.
I guess that makes more sense, but I think I just went girly pop with it. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I wanted to think, but also at the same time, I was thinking everyone's blood looked like, you know, like action movies from the 80s where like it would be like the bright red blood from like Arnold Schwarzenegger or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, that's and like, bro, that's not the color of blood because like they couldn't get away with stuff.
Okay, yeah. I feel you.
And then for the green, I kept picturing if you've ever seen Predator, he's got neon green blood.
That's what you saw?
And that's what I kept seeing. I was like, it's taking me out of it. It's taken.
Yeah, it's kind of wacky.
Mm-hmm.
What a wacky but thing to add in.
Now that I know that Ellie Hazelwood is like a full scientist and everything like that, yeah. And like has degrees.
Oh yeah.
With this type of stuff, like maybe the there's like a science like... behind it.
Yeah.
Which, if that's the case, then that's cool.
Yeah.
But if it's not the case, feel free to just say that it is. I'll believe you.
Yeah. I mean,
got the degree for it. I'll be like, okay, sure. I'm no expert on werewolf blood anyway.
Peer review. I'm trying to see if this says what her PhD in neuroscience. That's big smart.
Yeah.
Imagine being that smart.
I don't have to. I naturally am.
You guys, I'm so scared. Every day I wake up scared. Okay, back to the content.
Wake up. I wish I didn't.
Yes.
Okay.
So
now that we've gotten the blood talk out of the way. Sorry. That's just something that I really had to get out there because
it's
been
in
the back of my mind the whole time. Every single time one of them cuts their hands open, it's like, my green blood. I'm like,
yeah.
That's right. Because I kept forgetting, too, the entire time.
Yeah.
And then we'll get to that.
Oh, and also something that I just saw when I opened up my book to this page is that I forgot to say is that the vampires struggle to procreate.
Yeah.
So it's like a big deal. So vampires don't have relationships for like pleasure, really.
They just go around.
Bouncing
a wow wow.
Well, yes. They're just trying to populate because they're going to get extinct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas like werewolves, they don't have a problem with that.
No, they
probably do because of something.
They have this really cool way to make sure.
Yes.
That maximum efficiency.
Do you think this is going to become a series?
I kind of hope so. It leaves off on a cliffhanger.
Yeah, I think it does. Yeah. So
anyway, so Low is the new alpha at this point, and
he's like crazy powerful.
Very like the strongest alpha they've seen in a while.
Yeah.
Classic.
He's also hot.
Always good. Oh no, he's hot.
No.
Like the way that she keeps describing him, because the whole thing is from Misery's POV.
Yeah.
And she's just like, his massive muscles and delicate hands ripple across. I was like, it's one of these kinds of stories. All right, I'm with it. Okay.
We know what we're here for, you know? And they have like the kind of relationship where like he's like tortured and doesn't really let her in. And he's like, oh, but we can't. But I wish we could, but we can't. Oh. And you're like, but you could.
I got a little bit sick of that after a while. I'm not going to lie.
I did too. Especially he gave me the ick eventually.
Yes, there's a huge ick moment near the end.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he's still trying to regain power as an alpha because like the followers of the old alpha are still like kind of pissed about how it all went down. But he didn't want to kill any more werewolves. So he's like, no, guys, let's go for peace. Because he's such a cool guy like that.
He is.
And he's also an architect.
And he draws.
Yeah.
And so Miss Girlie, she's trying to figure out stuff about Serena, her bestie that's missing. She's snooping. Yes. Mystery Inc. She's snooping around and she's going in like in his desks and she finds what? A picture of her that he drew. And it's beautiful. Because of course.
What is that about?
So she's like, that's interesting.
It's a bummer that he thinks I stink.
Yeah. It's a bummer that he has a mate elsewhere.
Eye roll.
So she's like kind of like becoming homies with some of them.
Mm-hmm.
She's living. Eventually he finds out that she's been snooping.
I mean, he knows instantly because he can smell her all over the room.
True. Her scent.
She's like, damn, I showered.
Yeah. He's like, so what you doing with all this girl? And he's like, she's like, my bestie's gone. Can you help me find her? And he's like,
maybe we can work something out.
Yeah, maybe. And then.
Because he, following all this. One of the werewolves that doesn't like Misery at all. Sorry, table. I just kicked it. Tries to kidnap Lo's sister.
Yeah.
And she stops it.
Yes. I love that part, to be honest.
I did like that a lot, too. She runs out into the sunlight while it's still going.
Which hurts, you know, vampire stuff. Yeah.
Which was kind of interesting because the vampire mechanics don't work like normal ones where they burst into flames. It just kind of is like really bad sunburn and like it's gonna suck for a long time.
Yeah.
Because, like, it kind of starts cooking a little bit.
That's, like, it kind of gives Vampire Diaries. Although I think it's a little more severe in Vampire Diaries. But in Vampire Diaries, they can be out for a moment. And, it'll
just sizzle a little bit.
Yeah. But if they stay out there, then they'll, like, burst.
I think it's the same thing with them is that, they'll just cook internally.
Yeah.
They can't handle
that. So she runs in the sun to save, because this little girl, she's grown fond of her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, like, kind of the only one who, like talks to her. Kind of a nuisance, but like in a cute way, you know?
Yeah.
They're her little bestie.
Yeah, I never believed Misery's hate of this kid for a second.
She's no.
Like, you annoying little gremlin. I'm like,
you love her. Come on.
Come on. Give her a hug. Give her a little more.
It's cute vibes.
A kiss.
Yes.
And they stop it.
Yeah.
I was like, thank you for helping her out, mm-hmm. all that stuff. I'll help you find Serena. But he also tells Misery a secret about Anna.
Oh, yeah.
While they have the same mother, the father is different. Anna's father is human.
We have a Renesmee situation.
It's impossible. There's no way.
Yes.
How can this have happened?
Mm-hmm. So we have a half vampire, half human.
Nope. Half werewolf, half human.
That's what I meant to say. I went back to the Twilight. Half werewolf, half
Renesmee human. Really sticking in there.
Listen, when I tell you that was a formative Renesmee thing for me.
Renesmee has nodded inside your brain.
Ew. Don't ever say that I'm again.
Keep whipping that word out.
Stop saying, well, I'm not going to go through this again.
I'm doing
Stop
it
saying,
every
whip
time
it out.
I found your trigger. I'm going to use it.
Oh, goodness. What a healthy relationship this is.
Mm-hmm. It's doing great.
Yes.
We're doing good so
that's
far.
True, that's
I don't
true.
Know.
So,
guys, how cool will it be like if we have a massive falling out and like you decide who keeps going on with the smut couch?
I feel like they'd take your side because I'm the only one that's gotten hate.
And that's just because I'm private and I honestly, I don't ever check my messages ever.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
Please say you'd be on my...
Hey guys,
no,
hate
but
me
it's
instead.
Okay. We're
I'm
okay.
a man. It should be much easier.
Yeah. Anyways, no, we're just kidding. Thank you for doing this with me.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, great. Got to do it for the plot though, you know?
Yeah.
That way when
make
we get
drama.
When we get the band back together after,
it'll be huge.
Whoa.
That's true. Okay, anyways.
Reunion tour.
Yeah, okay.
One Direction.
One Direction!
They'll be getting back together any day now. Their 10-month hiatus is almost over.
Please.
We're almost at, what, 10 years now?
Yeah.
Any day now. Any
I have
now.
Hope in my heart still. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
We okay. got really sidetracked
yeah, we
there
did.
For
back
a second.
To the
Sorry.
Content.
Yeah, so they're going to offer to help each other. And Misery, when she finds out that Serena was looking into... Liliana Moreland, mm-hmm. not...
Yeah, so that was the name that was on Serena's
little note that she was looking into. And like, so what was she doing looking into your sister?
Mm-hmm.
I guess we got to find that out together. Ooh.
That is how Lo would talk.
Yeah, it is.
Lo kind of doesn't have a personality.
Yeah, honestly, I was... This is not hate, but like, the entire time that... And this was kind of what made it better after a while was that the fact that we very clearly know she is his mate.
Yeah.
As like a very.
There's no question.
She's only fooling herself at this point that she's not from the get go. That kind of makes it better that you can just sit there rolling your eyes at Misery being like, bitch, okay. We both texted each other when we both got to the part where she's having Misery's having a conversation with one of Lo's seconds in command. This was also just really funny, just like because she had just shifted out of a wolf form, so she just tits bouncing, walking around. That's how it's described in the book.
It's not my words. It's crazy. It's crazy.
That's not my thing. And they're just like, yeah. So, where? Let me find it real quick. I'm very sorry.
My phone.
You
sorry.
Keep talking.
My
you
phone
keep,
is
you talk
charging.
About something else.
I don't want to get us too off track, so I'm not really going to talk about something else. Well, actually, I do have something to say. So, this is so Twilight coded. I wonder if Ellie Hazelwood is a try-hard girly because. The whole like smell thing, like because you know what I'm talking about, or are you not because of what you found?
I found it, but also you're talking about like how
yes, because you know when Bella walks into the science class and he's like, you know, and it's like because you're my own personal brand of heroin, like it gives that.
I can't. Have you ever seen Vampires Suck?
Yes, I have.
That's one of my favorite movies ever.
The way
he just goes. Oof.
The way though when that came out, I was so offended. Because I was so into the title. I was like,
that's such a good parody, though.
Oh, yeah, it is good. Okay, what did you find?
So, in this conversation, the collateral for the werewolves is named Gabby. Mm-hmm. And that's who Misery thinks is Lo's mate,
right.
even though no one ever like really explicitly says that.
She jumps to conclusions. She's a real girl for that.
She should join the Olympics the way she jumps to these conclusions.
But she's real for that. I jump to those conclusions, too.
Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm just not trying to make life feel more difficult, you know? And I feel so shitty about the mate thing. And then the second's eyes just go, he told you about that? And she's like, no, I'm not supposed to know. But a friend of my father's mentioned at the wedding that she was who I swapped with.
Oh, yeah.
So I know his mate is the were collateral, Gabrielle. And the second's just like, Gabrielle, yes.
She's
Gabby is his mate. Yes.
Yeah, you're so right. You hit the nail on the head.
That's how I perfectly read it. And I literally texted you and I was like, bitch.
Yeah, I know.
Come on. Come on now. And that kind of made it a little bit more enjoyable.
Yeah, because like I said, it's like, it's just so unserious. So you're like, yeah.
Like, okay, all right. That's when I.
You're like, you're a dumb bitch, but I'm here on this ride with you.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah.
Oh,
you like buckle in and now you understand what ride you're on.
Mm-hmm. It's a good time.
Yes.
So we go through all that. There's a big thing about mates biting each other.
Yes, the werewolves. They have to bite.
Yeah, they have to bite, and it's a whole thing, so they'll leave a little sexy scar.
A mark. Have you seen those people that get those tattoos?
I was going to say that. Were you? Oh, my God.
Those are so... If you have one, I'm sorry. But those are so scary.
Those are scary to you? I don't know. I feel like they can be done right, depending.
It gives me, like, Machine Gun Kelly, Megan Fox vibes.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Because remember, they were, like, carrying each other's, like, blood. Was that them?
I was a boy growing up in the 2000s. So
that
Megan
was
Fox
Angelina Jolie.
That was Angelina Jolie.
And her first husband. And what's her second husband.
What's his name? What's that guy's name?
Slipping my mind right
Brad
now.
Brad Pitt? No, that was like the second, third.
Oh, I know exactly. I can see him. But I know MGK and Megan Fox did something weird like that too. That was like very much emulating the Angelina Jolie sitch. But I can't remember what it was. You don't know?
I'm just thinking of Megan Fox now.
I mean, yes, Mommy. We all do.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton.
She was married to Billy Bob Thornton?
Yes, they were like really Angelina hot. Jolie? Yeah, they were a hot couple. But and she was like, oh, she was feral over him. But yeah, they had like each other's blood in like a necklace.
That's MGK, yeah, I think. Isn't that? No.
Have you been listening this whole time?
No.
I said yes.
Said
I
Megan
think
Fox
that's
and my mind went blank. I just kept thinking.
Like,
Transformers 2007.
Yeah, okay.
Poor memory.
She eats in that. No. But I think they were like, they did something emulating the Angelina Jolie thing.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But okay. That's the vibe that gives me when people get those tattoos, and I just get the ick from it.
Mm.
I just think it's weird. Bless you.
My apologies.
I think it's strange. But if you have them, I'm so happy for you.
Yeah. Each their own.
I think about this regularly. I would get a little like tattoo of like the plastic vampire fangs. I would totally get a tattoo
get
of
that
those.
Little one?
That's yeah, like good. A little tiny one. That'd be so cute, huh?
I really, like, unfortunately, everywhere I want to get a tattoo is, like, where it would hurt the most.
Mm.
Like, either on the ribs right here.
Ouch, yeah.
Or I thought about getting, like, the mountain for, like, on my knees. For,
really?
Like, the Lee Sand one.
Ow!
So I'm like, but that's my point. That shit hurts.
Yeah, I have one on my foot, and it hurt really bad.
Dude, like, the fact that I'm a pussy with fear of commitment does not help my need for, like, a life-altering, painful procedure.
Say that? Yeah. Procedure? Well, that's... Yeah, like that, but dainty. Dainty, though. And not with
exactly
Bite Me.
That.
No, not with Bite Me in it. Like a dainty one. Our friend Caitlin has one, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think that'd be so cute, you know? Because like I said, these vampire love goes strong here. So anyways, but the werewolves, they bite the thing and it's a mark and it stays there forever. Yeah.
That's supposed to be the cool thing that they can do.
Yeah.
Apart from other things that we'll get to a little bit later. But they come to a deal and they're like, hey, we have to go see the former Alpha's mate that I killed because we think she's the one who might know things about Serena and is trying to kidnap Anna.
Right.
So let's go. And she's like, I'm coming with you. And he's like, okay,
this is when it gets juicy.
But we have to follow these rules.
Yes.
And when they're flying the plane, which, of course, he has a private plane that he can fly. Because he's a pilot, too, on top of everything.
Yeah, and that's literally what she said. She goes, of course he's a pilot,
I think I remember reading
that. Yeah, she's like, and he flies well.
Right, at least she's aware enough in this writing to be like, I'm with it.
That's why I love it, because it's so funny. Because that's how all of these books are. All of these books are so predictable. They're so just, like, silly, funny vibes.
Like,
and so when it leans in, you're like, yes! You know? Because that's how you know one of us wrote it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Allie Hazelwood is one of us. What you giggling at?
I'm just thinking about it.
That's so funny. So he's a pilot. They fly to California, where we currently are. And they're gonna go to the main, whatever.
I gotta go there, but he's like, wait, before we go.
Oh yeah, what are the rules?
I need everyone here is going to want to kill you, so they have to know that you're important to me so that they don't make a move.
Yeah.
So I have to scent you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And title of this chapter, because each chapter starts off with, like, a thought from Lo.
Yeah. Which I enjoyed. Like, it gave Breathman's and Battlescars in the way where it's like, gives like a little tidbit of what's going on in his
This brain. One, speaking of Breathman's and Battlescars.
Well, what does it say?
She tastes the way she smells.
Oh, yeah.
And then we can go back to You Smell Wet from Breathman's and Battlescars.
Oh, God. Yep.
But that's a better way to do it. You taste the way you smell. That's okay. Well... We'll allow that one for now.
Yeah.
And he has to mark up her scent glands or her
like
sweat
right
ones so that she ends up smelling like him so that nobody will mess with her while they're in this enemy territory.
Yes.
So it gets a little steamy because that involves a lot of and licking.
I was like, yeah!
I was like, I'm with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right,
and they're both really getting into it, too.
Oh, like, yeah. They were starting to get a little carried away.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. You're just scenting each other, guys. Yeah. Right?
And they were living in
so
fast.
And he pulls away quickly. And because he was very clearly enjoying himself with that, too.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, my God, but you have a mate. That's
like, we can't be doing this.
Whoa, that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes out at this moment. This was an interesting conversation. And this is where I kind of started to get the ick for Lo when he was talking about his mate very clearly being misery of just like,
yeah.
I would take anything she gives me. I never ask for anything in return, even if I knew that I'd never see her again, blah, blah, blah. I would never chain her down or hold her. And I was like, bro, this is basic communication that would be like, hey, I know you can't understand this, but technically you're my mate. Do with that information what you will.
He very much dances around everything instead of just saying it.
It's my eyes were going to stay in the back of my skull just the way I was rolling. I was like, Lo, bro, just use your words, big boy. Come
you know
on.
What? This is so funny hearing you say this because I feel like, do men think about these things? Because it doesn't feel like they do. Do you know what I'm saying?
I feel scenting like people? No.
No! No! The communication thing.
Communication thing, yeah.
Yeah, more. You need to talk to your friends, okay? Because everyone needs to get on that level where they need to know where you need to be communicating. Spell things out.
I can actually break this down a little bit. All right.
Break it down.
We don't have thoughts. We're not this complex. We would be like, the second that, like, if mates were a thing for humans and I found mine, I'd be like, something just clicked. Do we want to do something about that? Like, get to know each other a little bit?
Yeah.
Maybe some coffee or something? And if they're like, no, I'd be like, that really fucking sucks that you don't feel the same way. Oh, well, guess we got to get it.
Yeah.
But also, I don't have the animalistic urges of this man, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm much too like, it is what it is.
Yeah, just, I was reading it because I think I was just saying, I was reading it and I was like, yeah, that tracks. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you were getting frustrated. I think that's interesting.
I was just like, bro, just use your words. Come on. Just say, hey.
Yeah.
You know, that's not how it works. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways,
so they go in. She smells like him.
They have a little dinner there. Vampires don't ever eat in public, and they only ever feed on, like, blood bags, essentially. They don't ever drink from people ever because, like, that's such a hassle, usually. Which I thought was really funny. Just like,
she's like, that's too much energy.
It's like a whole thing that you have to do. And also, like, there's blood banks right over there.
Yeah, it's easier.
It's
why would I?
Chilled. Like, why would I want to have to hunt my meal? Yeah. Such a...
I thought this was funny. So they're staying somewhere.
Yes.
I thought it was funny because they were like, there's only one bed. But she's like, they literally said, she's like, there's not going to be an only one bed situation here, you guys. I don't sleep in a bed.
Oh, yeah. She sleeps in the closet. That's right.
She's like, she's like, it literally was written like, don't get it twisted, you guys. That's not going to happen.
And
don't get too excited.
I love that. The self-awareness of this book is what kind of sets it apart from like what would normally be like a generic one in this book. I'm just like, all right, guys, we know what we're about. We know what this is. Let's just have some fun vibes here, you know?
I loved that.
And popcorn, here we go.
Yeah.
So
enjoyable.
She sleeps in the closet and then they have like a little dinner and stuff like that with like her food right in front of her. And she's like, I'm not going to eat this, but they have to snoop around to like plant some bugs in the former Alpha's mates. Her name's Emery. We'll just
like office or whatever.
Yeah, her office. Emery's office.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I have to go feed guys. And everyone's like, right, ugh, vampires. Okay.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'll take you. And they go and they sneak into the office and they start planting the stuff. And they're like, no, we need time. The guards start walking on in. She's like, fuck, what do we do? And he's like, drink my blood.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, no, I've never done that before. I can't just drink someone's blood. What are they going to say? Like, ew, that's gross. And he's like, no, we don't have any other option, right? You said you were going to feed. He's like, but. He's like, do it now.
Do it now.
She was like, this looks good. Okay.
Yeah. Huh? She's like, I have to use my instincts to find the juiciest vein or whatever. I was like, I'm screaming. Yeah. And so she latches on.
That brings me back to, for those of you who read the first Crescent City book, the vampires there find the juiciest vein a different way.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, hey, how about I down there? What's up?
Yes.
Hey. But anyway, sorry. That's just awakened a weird memory of Bryce being like,
Yeah, wackadoodle stuff. These vampire books, they're getting creative, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. This gave me...
This was probably my favorite scene of the book. Like, even more so than spoilers than, like, the first time that they actually do end up getting together.
Yeah.
Because the her drinking his blood and then like kind of like wrapping her hips around him, like the everything that's going on between them that's not actually going on.
Mm-hmm.
And she's kind of like, this is kind of crazy good. And he's yeah. like, this is kind
of
crazy good.
It reminded me of Serpents in the Wings of Night in a way where like her drinking the blood like is like a.
No, him drinking her blood.
Right. That's yeah. what I meant. Mm-hmm. Is like an act of like.
Wink.
And it's taken them places. I was like, oh.
I liked this scene better than
I did too. I did too.
Like it's written very well and vividly.
I agree.
And. Yeah, I also like when like the guards walk in, they're like, oh, my bad, okay.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, you're just letting a vampire drink your blood, Alpha? How could you do that? That's that's not what our way. And he's like, fight me, bro.
Yeah. Like, she said his blood was spicy. That made me giggle, too. There was spicy werewolf blood.
Spicy and, green blood, spicy. Once again. Yeah. Like I wouldn't have been able to drink it. Like I've been drinking it like. It's green.
It's green.
It's like a kale salad, like a kale smoothie or something. Like
the green juice.
He was like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, welcome to Jamba Juice. How can I help you today?
LOL.
Like, all right, don't worry. I'm get like extra scoops of green.
But yeah, I agree. It was. Oh,
it was a good time.
I watched the. I loved that part. Now I'm on that page right now.
And then they have to immediately rush on back because there's an emergency. Anna is sick.
Anna's sick.
Yeah. So they book it on back there. And werewolves don't get sick. So this is where everyone's starting to figure out that, you know, she's not fully werewolf.
Yes.
So Misery's like, I have a solution, guys. I used to live around the humans and my bestie would get sick all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get her some Tylenol.
Yeah. Have you ever thought of medicine?
It's a crazy new thing these humans have come up with. Which, that's what was so, like, funny is that, like, everything is so modern and normal. Like, even, like, we described this book initially, like, as a fantasy type of thing, but we were talking about this earlier, that it's really fantasy. It's and that makes sense, you know, the fact that Ellie Hazelwood is like a scientist and like breaks everything down like biologically with it.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. But also, I was kind of bummed that there wasn't some element of magic or something in it, like with the vampires.
I get what you're saying.
At least, you know, just because it's a little
Well, the vampires can, though.
They can thrall. Yeah, they have like a bit of like an staring contest mind control. Just
it's like Vampire Diaries with the compulsion thing.
I just pictured the is it a gopher or a groundhog that just
yes
and does that whole thing. That's
yes.
it's a very old thing that,
yes,
that dated
I know what
me
you're
right
about.
There but like
yeah. Yeah, it gives that so yeah, she's tending to Miss Anna. Also Miss Girl doesn't eat real food, except she loves peanut butter.
She loves her peanut butter. She's just like me for real.
I'm not a peanut butter girly.
You're not a peanut butter girly?
No.
Dude, Ted Lasso, if you guys have ever seen that show where he just leaves a jar of peanut butter open all the time.
Yeah. That's you?
That's fucking brilliant.
Do you take spoonfuls?
I do. I do a spoonful just because I don't like stick my finger in there. That's like, then if anybody else ever wants like peanut butter.
What? I didn't. That's not even what I thought you would have done. I just meant like use it for other things. But you went straight to.
What do you mean I use it for other things? What do
like
you
a doing? Sandwich.
Oh my God. I was like.
Alexander's.
What do you think I'm using this peanut butter for? Yeah,
oh
hey,
my
hey,
God.
You brought it up. Hey. I'm just saying, I use a spoon so that, like, if anybody ever wants peanut butter,
yeah, because I wouldn't have assumed you would put your finger in it. That's strange.
That's how Ted Lasso does. He just.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm saying I use a spoon.
Licking your fingers, ugh, gross.
You've never licked your fingers before?
I mean, I'm just saying.
There's another joke in terms of spice with that there, but
yeah, there is.
Move on.
There is.
Anyway, so little girl gets all better. She's all happy now. She's like, wow, it's amazing what. Medicine.
Yeah, can you believe over-the-counter drugs?
And he's all like, what would I have done without you here?
Like, go to CVS yourself? I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But he couldn't have.
No.
Mm-mm. So then Misery, this is when she, with peanut butter, right?
Yeah.
She's having a snack. She's like, oh, I'm her
savior. She licks it off of his fingers.
Okay, that's hot, though.
Oh, it's hot when it's someone else's hand?
Yes! Anyone who agrees with me, tell me. I'm sorry, but I think I get the, that's weird.
Go ahead.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, all of a sudden, you know what? Yeah.
Not yours.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
Anyways.
And she's like, huh.
She's having a snack.
I feel like my heart's stopping right now.
Yeah.
And she's poisoned.
That
somebody
bitch was poisoned.
Poisoned the peanut butter.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Who could have done that?
Interesting.
I don't know.
And he is pissed.
Oh, yeah. It's who hurt
her? He's an angry elf.
Not like he's an angry elf. That's crazy.
But
Miss Girl is okay. She's on the mend. She wakes up. They're like, what the fuck is that?
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing.
This is where we get to I just want to say this quote just because I was mad about it.
Okay.
While we're there. I lived among humans for 1.5 decades. Just fuck you for that years. Unit of time. that's literally just like when you have to hit a word requirement in an essay or something. You're like, yeah,
I do feel
1.5 decades.
I feel like what she was going for was because the vampires are kind of like pretentious in their high rise, like.
But she's whatever. So normal and like,
I know
down
someone
to earth
that you're like, girl,
else.
It's like fourth floor and
she's
seven
so
years ago, whatever the fuck.
For real coded. That,
yeah,
like,
a fortnight ago, I did have you know like stuff like that.
That's not how this works.
Midsummer Night's Dream coded. It's so funny.
1.5 decades.
Yeah.
15 years. That's just 15 years. That's a really weird way to say 15 years. That's like when mothers go like, oh, how old are they? 46 months. Bro.
Yeah.
That's four. Four. That's four.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start introducing myself in weeks now. Oh, how old are you? I can't even do the math.
Yeah, I don't even know. I try to.
52 times 24.
Let's see what that is.
I'm 1,248. I'm way more than 1,248 weeks, though, because I'm not just that age. All right. Anyway, moving
I'm
on.
Way more than that, too.
Yeah.
Ew. Okay. Anyways.
Yeah, you understand my gopher reference. Yeah.
We yeah, I know. I'm old. Okay. Anyways. So.
All the time. Like and subscribe if your back hurts.
Yeah, literally.
May thy back chip and shatter. Guys, Maddie posted a TikTok on her personal account because we just went to go see Dune 2 last night. And the May Thy Knife Chip and Shatter, she's down so
I'm
bad.
I'm down so
Fade
bad
Rotha.
For Fade Rotha, you guys.
And I judge her so hard for
I'm
it.
Sorry. So he's my, like, hear me out. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, my hear me out. He's
you
hot.
You get one. You get one of them.
Yes, yeah. And he's mine. I would say my taste is very much normal except Fade Rotha. Mm-hmm. And so I posted in TikTok of that. And this hilarious person commented on it and said, may thy back chip and shatter. Tell me that's not the funniest thing you've ever heard.
I was so
I'm
funny.
So mad I didn't think of that.
I burst out laughing. That was good.
I'm mad I didn't think of that. Misery, may thy back chip and shatter, okay?
It will, absolutely.
It will. Okay, let's get
so
back to
she
it.
She gets better because she's good at fighting off poisons. They're like, what's going on here? Yeah. We have a traitor somewhere.
Yeah, there's someone within us who's bad. What are you doing over there?
I'm looking for like to find out why I highlighted this quote here.
What's the quote?
I regret it instantly. I don't regret it at all. I think it's the second time that she drinks his blood or something.
Oh yeah.
She's like, no, I can't do that.
Yeah. They have a few more encounters, but like when she's in the bathtub, that was kind of sexy.
Yes.
And he's like playing with her like butt. I was like, oh.
Oh yeah, no. So she gets in the bathtub.
Yes.
And like. He's like, oh, you're one of those guys who uses a washcloth? He's like, yes, doing that slowly.
And I was
he's
like,
very like,
oh. Yeah.
Locked in slowly.
I was down bad.
And then she's like, I don't usually use a washcloth. Hint, hint. And he's like, he doesn't take the bait. And he's like, no. And she's like, oh, here. And she just gets rid of it.
Yeah.
Like, look at that. Now you got to use your hands.
Yeah. Whoa.
There you
whoa.
Go.
I appreciated the like those scenes, the encounters, the spice, if you will. Mm-hmm. They were a little different than normal than other books.
Yeah.
And I appreciated
they
that.
They all there was a lot of variety in this.
It was variety, it was giving like different things, but also they weren't like every other one I've read in every other book.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, the peak spice scene was the first blood drinking scene.
I agree, because it was high, the tension was so high.
So they keep looking into the disappearance of Serena, they can't find anything. She has a twin brother named Owen that like is also looking into it for her.
So, like, kind of, I couldn't have cared less. Do you know what I'm saying?
I was kind of like, all right.
Yeah, I couldn't have cared less about Owen.
There's a lot of characters that you just don't care about. And that's what's good about this book. None of it matters.
That's true, that's true.
None of it matters.
Yeah.
In the nicest way possible.
None of it matters. Yeah, I agree. I appreciate you for that, Ali.
We read this for the 6.5 foot tall, sorry, decade and a half foot tall. 6.5 foot tall werewolf man and the little tiny vampire girl.
No, she's tall.
Is she tall?
Yeah, that's her whole gag. She's really tall.
How tall is she?
I think they're close to the same height. That was like the thing when they were getting married. They were like pretty eye level.
I missed that entirely. Because like the rest of it is like he's towering over her, I thought.
Not that. She's pretty tall. And I mean, I think it's a gag that he's taller than her. She says, she's like, I not normally see men that are taller than me. Good for you, tall girls. That's a win for you guys.
This dynamic now. Interesting.
Does that really change it for you?
It really changes up everything that I was envisioning.
Yeah? No,
in
she's
like,
not
a
very
not
dainty.
Creepy way, yeah.
She's not very dainty. She's tall. She's also a late bloomer, and I stand. Good for you, girl. All of these are her first encounters. Because she, like, lived away from people, and she's a vampire. And she lived among the humans, so she can't really.
Now I'm picturing, like, I'm very sorry about this visual, but like a first time, but like with purple blood.
Like, yeah, that's wild. Yeah, I don't know. That's wild.
Anyway.
Don't think too hard about it. This is fun. This is fun.
It took me out of it every single time. Anytime there was a different color of blood, I was like, oh, that's right. Yeah, it makes me mad.
Yeah.
They go back to her apartment to look for some clues.
Oh, yeah.
And
things get spicy.
One thing leads to another. Mm-hmm. And she's like, hey.
She's like, let's
do you have a condom? And he's like, we won't need that.
He's like, we don't need that.
And she's like, okay, but like, you know.
She's like, I don't know. We could make a renesmee.
Yeah, you know, Anna's out there.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, no. We're not compatible. Mm-hmm. And they just kind of do some.
What you have to say?
Over the pants stuff, I guess.
Yeah, things go places.
Their pants aren't on, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And he's having a good snack right there to.
Oh, God.
For those of you who are aware of what's going on, you know.
I think they figured it out.
Dinner is good.
Yeah.
She tastes like she smells.
I can't.
There's no other way. You guys know what you signed up for by coming to listen to us.
Well, yes.
And
is this the first time they try to?
They don't try to,
but they talk about it.
Do they have? They do. No, they do have sex. It. They do have sex here.
Yeah.
And he pulls out at the last second.
Yeah, he's like, I can't. And then she's like, why not?
And then
he's like, well, I have to tell you about something.
And then he just kind of takes her hand and guides down. And all of a sudden she's like, what is this grapefruit down here?
What's Ew! Ew!
They're biologically incompatible, as he keeps insisting.
So this is where the nodding comes in.
Yes. So once again, for those of you who didn't listen to our trope episode, nodding is this thing that happens in most monster fics or werewolf fics or Omegaverse things.
Which I didn't know about until last week.
Where
here comes the visual again.
Yep, here's the visual, guys. I'm
in case you missed last episode.
In case you missed it. Werewolf, other person, swells up right down here so it gets trapped in.
Yeah.
That's
how those werewolves be populating all the time.
Because it really seals them in.
Yes.
Efficiency.
Yes.
They can't go anywhere once they're trapped inside. So Misery's like, that doesn't look like the most fun time, but I'm not opposed to it.
She's like, maybe eventually.
Yeah. We'll get around to it. And then she brings up, hey, I don't think Gabby's your mate.
Yeah.
I think I'm your mate. Because a little bit earlier, they had gone to meet up with her brother to find out some tea.
Right.
And she saw how he was with his supposed mate, Gabby. And she's like, he doesn't give a shit about her. Yeah. Hold on a second. Nah, he does that shit with me.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
She finally connects the dots.
Is this play about us?
Is this fucking play about us? Yes.
And this is where we both texted each other like, I hate him.
Oh, my God. Worst. He went so mean and was like, no, of course not. That's not what this is. It could never be like that. This is just fun.
Don't say words you don't understand.
Yeah, you're not a werewolf. You don't understand. Like, you've jumped to conclusions. We've taken this too far. I was like, ugh.
Like,
gross.
Oh, it's to protect her? Shut the fuck up.
No. I honestly, it was so, because it was like.
Go to your crate right now. Bad dog.
Yeah, bad dog.
Bad dog.
We need a dog whistle. Like, I couldn't. We need a zap collar. I don't know. Maybe you would like
dog
that.
Dog whistle is blowing in.
Yes. I'm like, boo.
Made me so mad.
He lost me there for a second.
He lost me for the rest of the book, actually.
Oh, really?
I was no longer into this.
Yeah, because I'm like, you don't have to be a dick about it.
So he calls one of his seconds, his best friend, whose name is Mick, who like we haven't mentioned because none of these side characters really matter.
Yeah,
like,
they don't.
They're all.
But Mick, I think it's important to say that Mick and Misery had like a.
Yeah, they were good
a
vibes.
A little kinship.
Yeah. He was the only one who was like, I don't think you're a blood-sucking monster who's going to kill everyone.
Exactly.
And then he kidnaps her and delivers her to the antagonist of the whole thing, her dad.
But who is in the cell that's holding her too?
Serena!
Yeah.
Where the hell have you been, Loca?
No, for real. The besties are brought back together again.
And it comes out Serena is also a hybrid. She's half werewolf as well.
Yeah, she's like, and she's connecting the dots. She's like, oh yeah, full moons. They didn't do well for her, did they?
Yeah, she got like really sick during the full moons. That's crazy.
And then Miss Girl, she's like, oh, that's why you were sick all the time. And then she's like, oh, also, how's Sylvester doing? She's like, who's Sylvester? She's like, my cat.
Oh, a little girl took him and named him Sparkles. I don't think you'll get Sylvester back.
Yeah, that was really cute.
Dude, I It just kind of flows so silly.
And yeah, like, that's why I think it's
the end here is just like an overload of exposition.
Yeah. I was like, huh?
And that's not me trying to like shit on it. Like,
no,
every
not
single
at all.
Time that like just for clarification that we're like didn't really like that. It's not us trying to be like this was awful or anything.
No,
like,
I feel
like
it thoroughly
can get misconstrued like that a lot.
Yeah,
it's just like it was whatever. It wasn't why I was reading the book.
Right, I'm not here. I am not reading this book. For, like, the drama, really. I'm reading it for a different reason.
His motivations, her dad, who's the bad guy who was killing people as well.
Yeah.
To, like, keep the vampires in power.
Kind of lost me, to be honest.
I was like, your plan's not really good.
Yeah.
Like, I can think of, like, 8 better ways to do this that doesn't involve...
What was he trying to do?
He was trying to make sure the vampires stayed at the top of the food chain while keeping the wares and humans fighting while using the collateral system.
Oh, yeah.
Because like, he was very good at hypnotizing.
He was just trying to stir some shit. Oh, yeah, because he had the, like, governor, like...
He had, like, quick hypnotize. He'd be like, oh, hey, do I got something on my face? Gotcha.
Yeah, for real.
Gotcha, bitch.
Mm-hmm. And then the drama...
And then Owen brings in Lo in handcuffs, too.
Yes.
And she's like, oh, my God, my brother betrayed me because there was a convo earlier. That's not really, once again, not really that important.
No, but Lo is like, or Owen...
Owen
I mean.
Was like, I'm going to have a coup and overthrow Dad if you want to help me, Misery. And she's like, no, he's going to kill you. He's too smart for that. So then she's like, oh, my God. He's betraying me too. Fuck, I don't have anyone in life. No. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
And then, surprise, surprise, it was a trap. And Lo and Serena both shift into wolves.
Yes, because I thought that part was really slay, though, where...
She just had the pink tank top carried.
Yeah, that was so funny.
Because when they shift, their clothes get ripped, too.
See, that's another thing of it. This book doesn't take itself too seriously, and that's why it's fun.
It's like, you know, I always thought that like, I always wonder, like, where their clothes go.
Yeah, the shirt was just around Serena's neck.
They're
and
like,
she's a
wolf. Did you just think that, like, they transformed into fur with us? Like, what the fuck? Throwing a glass would like a thing to say about that, too.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I didn't think about it. I never thought that much about you guys shifting, but that makes sense why that one girl was naked and quote unquote tits bouncing just like in my face right after.
But this is also during that whole altercation is when she kind of got the message to Lo that Anna would be able to shift eventually.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That was during that.
Because that was a huge thing that they were kind of worried that like, oh my God, what if she never can? And like, she's going to be outcast in society. What can we do? And I was never worried about it at all. I'm going to be honest. I was kind of like, yeah, I'm sure it'll work out.
Yeah. But it was like a big deal for Lo to find that out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything was such a big deal to Lo when it was never that.
Lo, I think, just likes to be.
He's a drama queen.
Yes. I'm like, you just like to be down bad about something.
I'm going
to
call him Woe from now on.
Yeah. He's like, oh. I'm like, you're too hot to
my
be
mate.
Like that. Yeah.
Anyways.
So then it kind of all gets resolved.
Yeah. And she's like, hey. Nice try telling me that I'm not your mate, motherfucker.
I know I'm your mate,
but
sir.
I know I am.
Yeah.
And then they kind of go their separate ways, and like she doesn't see him for a while, and then she finally drops Serena off with the wolves to be like, "Hey, you should figure out how to be a werewolf better because like you're kind of half that." She's like, "Yeah, you're right." And then she stops at Lowe's to like, I guess, grab her stuff. She's like, "He hasn't talked to me. He doesn't want to talk to me." I'm like, "Girl, obviously he wants to talk to you." And they run into each other there, and she's like, "Oh, hey, you packed my stuff up?" And he's like, I'm putting in special glass so that you can live here full time and like not be burned by the sun. And she's like, you want me to live here? And he's like,
well, yes.
If you want to, yes. I thought you didn't want to see me anymore. That's why you didn't come over. She's like, I wasn't invited. He's like, bitch, you live here.
Miscommunication, of course, as always.
And then some things happen. And the moment we've all been waiting
seeing if
their biology lines up. The knot is definitely tied.
Yep.
And
it worked.
It goes pretty well. She seems pretty down for it.
She does. She was like, I kind of live.
And now.
And that's when he was like, it's going to hurt you. And she's like, well, it kind of hurts you when I drink your blood. So it's just a win-win.
Period. Yeah.
I was like, okay, work.
Just a little kinky. There you go.
And then now
I want to get to the specifics of knotting. Just because.
Not the stance change. Go ahead.
I told you a little bit about this at dinner right before,
women,
as you know, have the ability to give birth in general.
Right.
In doing so, a whole ass baby comes out of there.
Yeah.
So the concept of it getting stuck, I want to know how big that knot like is. Because, like, it's got to be, like, at least, like, out to there, then, if it's getting stuck. You know what I mean? But I guess a little bit smaller because like there are no contractions or anything that are like really wide.
Right. Well,
I just want to know the specifics of this.
This
I'm sorry.
Crazy.
If you've made it this far, then like break this down with us, guys.
Well, but also when you're giving birth, your body knows that that's about to happen. And so things happen, you know?
I get that.
But also
by, like,
sometimes
stuff,
things rip. You know what I'm saying? But also, as far as
Beyblade, let it rip.
Yes. As far as female anatomy.
Okay. Which I'm an expert on, of course.
Yeah, well, yes. You
the
know,
clitoris
like,
is here, right?
Shut up. Like,
we still haven't found it, boys. We're still looking.
Because there's like,
it's out there somewhere.
I don't want to say what I'm going to say, but like, there's like the hole, and then it goes in, but then there's more space above there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it needs to go through a tighter space to get to, there's more space. So it's stuck right there. Do you not know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you just started out right now.
I don't know
for those of you just listening, just know that if you were watching that,
it wasn't
that
any better.
Map out, it didn't help.
It didn't help because I'm embarrassed.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So there's a hole in this general area. Okay. I'm familiar
I'm
with that
like,
one, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
What was this other stuff that was up there?
So, like,
you were talking
so, like,
about?
The, like, there's the.
Just use the word.
Canal.
Okay, canal.
Right? Okay.
Canal.
So, like, but there's canal. More space up there. There's more space up there. You know what I'm saying? So that's where it would have expanded.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, so it's like not at the entrance, but it's like getting locked in. Okay, well, I understand.
Yeah, because
that
then
part.
It wouldn't be able to get through the smaller.
That's what I mean, that like the entrances would also. Anyway.
But okay. I think it only widens for a specific thing.
For that one specific
thing. Yes, and also birth. Most of the time, there's some collateral damage.
Mm.
You know what I'm
okay.
saying?
Okay. Okay, because I was very concerned that this thing was swelling up to the size of like a watermelon. And I was like, wait a
Jesus,
minute.
Jesus, no. But like low is like, I want to do this every day. And I'm like, wait, what?
Every day?
But that means, yeah. So, but it has to be somewhat doable for it to be every day.
No, they both very much enjoyed it for like the most part, it seems.
Yeah.
Did she drink his blood during that scene?
Yes.
Okay.
I was like,
I don't
oh
remember
my
that.
God.
I don't remember, like,
some actually. Interspecies connections.
Hey.
Hey.
If it's hot, it's hot.
I agree. You have been record on here saying that you don't like blood play, and now you're saying you were into it.
Well, that's when it's vampires. When it was like high fae out of nowhere, like
I get
for Throne of Glass and Air of Fire, I was like, you're just drinking blood to drink blood.
Yeah. This
This is like, you know.
Yeah.
Like in Serpent of the Wings of Night, where there's like, oh yeah, there's aphrodisiac in my venom fangs. I'm like, of course there is. Go on.
Yeah. Which is kind of what this is giving. That's what that reminded me of.
Yeah, they definitely get like some good rushes from it. But I like what he says at the very end where she's like, you can bite me, because like that's a huge thing. She doesn't get it.
Oh, right.
And he's like, I'm not gonna do that now. We're gonna put you back in your wedding jumpsuit that she was in, or like her wedding dress / jumpsuit. What is she?
Yeah,
it's described as a jumpsuit, right?
Yeah, she's got pants.
And she's like, where are you gonna bite me? And he's like, right on the back of the neck. Right on there. So that, what does he say verbatim? Keep chatting while I look real quick.
Did you guys like our explanation of all that? I'm sorry if it was a little too explicit. I was getting really embarrassed. It was very interesting stuff, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
He's still looking. You finding anything? I can't be left to my own devices.
Yes, you can. Just keep on.
Here it is. I'm going to start singing for you guys.
So he wants to bite her on the back of the neck so that not everyone will always see it, but he says that you'll wear your hair up and people will see it. And they will know that I took my beautiful vampire bride the way wolves do, and she loved it. And you'll be good
for
me, won't
you? Oh, it's a dog joke.
Yeah, it's a doggy style joke right there.
Okay. I missed that the first time.
They're literally dogs.
I missed that the first
time. I immediately got that, and I was like, in the wedding dress too? All right, period.
That's so funny. And then it ended in an epilogue, though. Where we kind of got the teaser for the
sequel.
I think there's going to be,
where one of them walks in and is like, Serena's my mate.
Yeah, so I think we're going to have a Serena book.
I'd be excited for that.
I'll
read it, I think. I don't need more of Bride, if I'm being honest. Like, I can't wait to see what happens. But I'm also like, yeah, sure, I'll read another one. Because this was also her first dabble into this, right?
Yeah, no, I enjoyed it. All
around. I don't know enough about this author, apart from they got their start in Raylo, right?
Yes. Yeah. Raylo.
Also exciting. We're looking for good Raylo recs, guys, if you guys have any.
Please tell us your Raylo recs.
Because, okay, for our Raylo specifications, though, have it be like in universe or universe like adjacent in a way. Like Kylo and Rey go to a coffee shop while moving apartments. That's just not it for me.
I mean, that is literally a love hypothesis.
That's what that wasn't meant to be a diss, but like, doesn't. I need to feel the Star Wars.
Yeah, and you're like picking up that book knowing it's like that's different. I want to get I want in universe stuff.
Yeah.
I think.
So it's that, and then.
If you guys have any good Fade Rotha fanfic, please.
Yeah, if there's any good Dune fanfiction out there, absolutely. We're kind of obsessed with that. Lisan Al Gaib.
Lisan Al Gaib. We've both seen Dune twice now.
Oh, I remember the one last thing I wanted to mention. It takes 30 minutes for that not to chill.
30 minutes?
Inside her for 30
she
minutes.
Fell asleep. And then she woke up and she's like, how long was it in there? And he's like, 30 minutes. I was like, and then he said, I wanted that every day.
Your leg's going to fall asleep, bro. Yeah.
Crazy.
What were we watching Netflix or something? Let's say get back to it. Like,
that's bonkers. But hey, I mean, work.
Whatever
floats your boat.
I was trying to make a pun on like whatever knots your boat or something like that.
Whatever but ties your knot.
Whatever ties your knot. Whatever knots in your butt. There you go.
What?
If it floats your boat, knots your butt.
Okay, work. Well, sure.
It's a huge trip. A great thing to end it on, I think.
Okay. Should we tell them what we're doing next time?
Absolutely, guys. We're going to be heading on back to some Dramini for the next one.
Yes.
But you get to decide which one it is.
I think we're going to do Sugar and Spice.
Yes. Sugar and Spice. Bye. Yeah. Let me find out who it's by before we
we're going to switch it up.
Quick.
Mm-hmm.
Any second now, phone, you're going to load.
It's going to be
Sugar and Spice by In Love With Forever.
In Love With Forever.
That is a thruple fic with Theo, Draco, and Hermione.
I'm so ready.
I've read, and I'm excited for you to get your first taste of, like, real Theo.
I'm so excited.
You haven't really seen Theo apart from...
I mean, he's in a couple of them.
Yeah.
Dimat Mobile.
Yeah, Dimat Mobile and in Breathments and Battle Scrolls. Yeah. I forget that you're, like, slowly building up. God, I'm so glad I'm guiding you through your Dramini journey.
I know, I've
sifted through so much bad Dramini.
Yeah, no, I'm glad I'm only getting the bangers.
Yeah, I'm just like, all right, this is a good banger. Yeah. I hardly even know her. Anyway, so Sugar and Spice will be next, guys.
Yes.
Stay tuned for that one. Hope you enjoyed Bride. Let us know your thoughts.
Yes. Also, follow us everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Follow us on Instagram.
TikTok. Maybe we'll get a...
Goodreads,
yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to make us a Goodreads because that sounds kind of fun. Mm-hmm. And tell your friends.
Please. Also, say happy birthday to Maddie because by the time this comes out, it'll be her birthday.
Yay! Thank you. That was nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Thanks, guys.
See y'all when I'm 28.
Seeing ya.
Bye-bye.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.